town hall meetings have become the political hot potato for congressional Republicans ever since President Trump took office. Activists have been dogging lawmakers since Trump's inauguration, and one of their big complaints has been a lack of a forum to air out their concerns. WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports on how some upstate lawmakers are handling the issue.
Syracuse area Republican John Katko, a second-term representative in a swing congressional district, has been pressured by CNY Solidarity for months to hold a town hall. He's responded with roundtables on specific issues, Facebook Live forums, and telephone town halls that haven't appeased critics. Tonight will be his first general town hall-style meeting, sponsored by CNY Central, which will air the event on Syracuse TV stations. But the event at OCC is limited. Only 150 people chosen at random will be allowed in. It doesn't please activist Jonah Minkoff-Zern, who contends thousands would turn out to a more free-form session.
Because we are scared, because we are outraged, and because we want answers. So a town hall is not 100 people. A town hall is letting all of us in.
Katko defends this particular town hall approach, which he says leaves control of questions to the TV stations and reaches a broader audience.
They're going to reach tens of thousands of people with one broadcast. That's pretty darn good. Okay, in an average town hall, you might get a couple hundred people. We're going to be able to reach everybody, and there's going to be no control whatsoever over anything on my part. And that's what people want. That's what they're going to get.
Elise Stefanik, a Republican who represents the North Country's 21st congressional district, used this kind of approach last week at a public television station in Plattsburgh. The event was reportedly icy, but didn't get out of control like other town halls in other parts of the country. And over in the neighboring 22nd district, also considered a swing district, freshman Republican Claudia Tenney faces pressure from activists who have been holding protests outside her Utica area offices. Tenney says she plans to hold a town hall, though has no times and dates at this point.
We'll be doing them, but I think it's kind of funny that it's become such a central issue. If I do one for an hour, I wonder if you're going to learn as much as you learned with a 45-minute meeting in my office, for example. Like a number of the people that have already standing out in front of my office demanding town halls have already met with me for 30 minutes, 45 minutes.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.